Welcome to Comics Experiment, the show that we bring to you every Saturday right here at Comicstorian. This is the podcast where I sit with Andy and Dan from the entire team here. Andy being a writer, Dan being a guy that voices over Avatar once in a blue moon. That's the only job he ever does.
That's all I do, and you love it.
We also air this show live at the Comicstorian Podcast Network, where you can find podcasts every Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday. Yes, podcast network with this podcast. I know what I said.
All
I know
right,
what I said.
Checking.
He's making me lose my train of thought. Today we're going to talk about the new movie, Batman Death in the Family, various deaths of Robin, and how Andy would save Jason Todd.
You make it sound like he would save Jason Todd.
No, because then he eventually becomes Red Hood and he's cool.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't. I would just let him die.
But anyway, guys, yeah, today's episode is brought to you by G Fuel, but along with two other sponsors. Dan, who are they?
Indeed, it's Audible with the new The Sandman, where you can go to audible.com/Sandman to see or listen to that fantastic book, as well as Full Sail University, where you can get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree in the world of entertainment, media, arts, and technology.
Yep.
Check the link down below.
And don't forget, if you don't want to watch us on the Comic Story channel or live on Twitch on Thursdays, you're more than welcome to find us over at Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud, and various other podcast formats and locations.
Yeah.
So I did the intro, but I don't know where to go next. Professionals!
So, all right, well, you've got a couple options. Well, you know. We've got interactive movie discussion.
I'll start there.
We've got tangents. And we've got weird stories that no one asked for.
Right, so what we need you to do, viewers,
for 500.
What we need you to do, viewers, is now shout out your answer like Blue's Clues.
Yes. Shout at the screen real quick.
Can you find the conversation?
One? I think I heard a one. They want us to talk about the interactive movie?
Yeah.
I think that's what they said.
That's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing one interactive movie first. Yeah. Interactive movie.
Blue, what do you think?
Rough.
What is this episode already?
All right, yeah. So what we're hinting at is the new movie, Batman Death in the Family. Dan, explain, because you had the best explanation of this, because you discovered it all.
So, yes. So you guys
haven't even watched the trailer yet.
Do you guys remember those books, Goosebumps, where you essentially choose which page you want to jump to? Well, they're making a movie
adventure?
Like that. Yeah. But you choose it by choosing which page you go to.
Does Jason live or die?
They literally, they showed it in the trailer where Jason is bloodied in the building in the scene that we all know he dies. And it gives you three options. You can have him cheat death. You can have him get saved by Batman or just die horribly. And
I always pick die horribly.
Exactly.
So we do know that there is the alternate ending in which he survived, which if you've ever seen the pages for it, and if Dylan could find them, he can put them up right now. But it's kind of the funniest thing ever because like it just shows Batman holding him, but he's like,
yes,
he survived.
Batman's got that creepy smile on his face.
I won't lie, though. When I did see those three options, my first thought was, hold up. Cheats death. What would that turn into?
White Knight.
Ooh.
That's the White Knight.
I can see that. Yeah,
that's
like
what
he actually slips away. Yeah,
because
that's what you find out on White Knight.
Yeah,
he slipped away
and didn't die. Yeah,
and then joined the army. Continued in the White Knight.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. We didn't know about that until. The ending of Curse of the White Knight 2 shows him showing up in a military uniform to guard Batman in prison.
So Agent Red Hood.
Agent
Venom.
I read that comic.
I would do.
Okay, so how do you feel? Okay, first off, let's discuss the fact that I don't think this is in any form of DC animated continuity.
I would assume not, considering there's not one continuity.
Well, no, there is one continuity.
Well, not anymore.
All the future ones.
Exactly. I was going to say, not anymore technically.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
No. So I really doubt the first movie in the new continuity is going to be a choose-your-own-adventure story about killing a Robin. Though that could happen.
I think the next movie in the series is going to be a choose-your-own movie, and it's all based off what you chose in the first one. Yeah, makes
okay, they're going to... That's a lot of money to produce that many movie options. Yeah,
they've made three DC. Different movies, depending on how you wanted the other one to end.
It's not a movie, it's an animated short, and they're recycling Batman under the Red Hood.
See, it did look like Batman under the Red Hood. That's why when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, this isn't a new movie.
Okay, I thought the same thing at first.
Yeah,
it's a new
announcement.
Which is why I didn't watch it.
Okay, hold on.
Because I was like, oh, it's just something else.
So we all heard it was announced. Dan said he got the information, but Dan was wrong. So let's have a look.
I mean, all I did was watch the trailer.
Shit.
An animated short retells the story of Jason Todd in an interactive branching storyline.
Oh, but I like the title. New Batman movie will let you kill Robin.
I kill him every time.
I was just thinking, Andy's going to pick it every time. The next movie in the DC Universe animated originals line, and for those who are wondering, I'm finding this on Polygon to confirm or deny what Dan has already stated. DC Universe animated originals line is Batman Death in the Family, based on the infamous storyline in which the Joker murdered Robin. Just like the 1988 storyline, fans will decide if the kid lives or dies. It's going to be done like Black Mirror Bandersnatch, which if you haven't seen is really good.
Mm-hmm.
You haven't seen it?
No, I haven't seen
Black Mirror. It's a Choose Your Own Adventure.
Yeah, it's a Netflix interactive movie. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But like a full-length movie.
The trailer, seen on IGN, hints at major deviations from DC canon, depending on these choices, including Jason in his traditional role as a resurrected vigilante, the Red Hood, but also as Red Robin and as a version of Hush. So what I'm getting at is no matter which option happens,
he becomes evilish. Well, no, Red Robin isn't necessarily evil. Depends on the continuity.
Ish. The short film will also reunite much of the voice cast from Under the Red Hood. The interactivity of the story is a nod to the original Death in the Family arc, which has its own interactive component. In a nutshell, Batman editorial knew that the readership was divided on Jason. Yep, they let him do it. We know that.
Yep. Well, they did the vote.
So okay.
Okay.
It says animated short, but it states that it's got new footage and new stuff. So I think it's considered a full thing. It's just happens to also be a shorter version of it.
It's a bunch of shorts.
Yeah.
I have those in my house in a drawer. Yeah. Bunch of shorts.
Nice.
Yeah.
Because if you watch the trailer.
When you fold them, do you fold them with the front pockets folded inwards or the back pockets folded inwards?
Generally the back pocket.
Okay.
So it just kind of uses a lot of the footage that existed in Under the Red Hood's what it is.
Right, yeah. That's why when I saw the trailer, I was like, oh, it's a new trailer for Under the Red Hood? That's weird.
It looks like it's one of those like digitally remastered kind of things.
Yeah. So, okay. But I mean, so we still have a new movie, which is quite obviously not in direct canon, which is a cool choose your own adventure kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. Interesting choice that they're doing.
I used to
this.
Love Choose Your Own Adventure.
I think it's actually a fantastic business idea. Because I remember like those unseen pages of when Jason Todd lives, everyone was super hyped to figure out what was going on. And considering we have been constantly saying there's no real news going on, why not grab the biggest thing that you ever did that everyone was engaged with and let people personally kill Robin? Yeah.
Well, not personally kill Robin.
No, I said personally.
You're not going to walk up and beat him with a crowbar.
I
kind of
hope so. Oh, so no. I was misunderstanding. I thought there was a VR movie. You get the crowbar and you can actually walk
virtually kill Robin.
Oh, what was it? It's like the Batman PlayStation one where you put it on and you're like, I killed Nightwing. I can see Andy being like, crowbar, kid. Andy, that wasn't even Jason.
Ben shows up. Oh, good. You figured it out what you had to do to get into the next level.
Level? This is a game?
I didn't even know. Thought I was, you know, blacked out again.
I thought I was blacked.
You know I
going
am.
On one of my crowbar sprees.
You know I am.
Oh, I was reading that. What am I, the Joker?
Oh, yeah, totally about the comic book. Yeah.
I just don't like Robins.
They piss me off.
The idea is cool that you get to pick the death. I'm a little upset that the first thing, even if it is just a short film, is not the new DCAU. Because I think all of us who watched the previous one and had investment into the original animated universe, which I think all out of the three of us, I was the only one that kind of cared where it was going.
I was a huge fan of the movies.
Were into it too. Yeah.
I owned all of the DVDs.
Okay, so yeah, all three of us did. Well, the only reason I even said that is the two of you never really mentioned the animated movies, but.
Like I'm going to randomly show up and be like, dude, I was watching Flashpoint again last night.
Yeah, exactly. You never did that. But you do randomly show up and you're like, you know, dude, I was watching Batman v Superman. Greatest movie ever.
No, it's not.
That's exactly what he said. And he was like, you know what? Their Lex Luthor casting.
Fantastic.
I couldn't picture anyone
Jesse
else.
Jesse Eisenberg. Hell yeah. Might be Michael Cera.
Oh my God.
I'm a little disappointed that we're not actually moving forward to the DC animated universe though. Would you have preferred
And I was going to say,
why? Yeah. It just seems like a weird decision right now to come out with a short film that is a choose your own adventure thing.
I'm wondering if it's we need to fill time until we can release it.
I mean, that's probably what it is. It's probably a different team working on it than the main DC AU.
That would also make sense for the graph, like yeah, the yeah, animation
exactly.
style.
That's going to say, if they're reusing a lot of footage from Under the Red Hood, it's probably a different team working on it. Okay. And they used to do these shorts all the time mm-hmm. with the actual DC AU.
Did
movies.
They?
Yeah.
Like what?
They had a Jonah Hex one.
I remember hearing about that.
Spectre one.
Oh, wasn't there a Constantine one too?
There was a Constantine one. There was a Green Arrow one. Yeah, I mean, they did these all the time. They would just release them. So
I wonder why this one's being hyped, and I never really heard much about those on the outside of like...
Interactive.
It's probably because it's interactive. Yeah. Odds are good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Well, there you go.
Are you excited about it?
Very.
Are you ever going to look at the Are you ever going to look at the let him live options?
No, of course not. Why would you let him live? He eventually becomes Red Hood. It's very cool.
Don't you want him to become Hush?
No, that's lame.
Question is, I would see the Hush being the escape's death, and he escapes with a bunch of burns, and that's
I could
why
see
he
that.
Has
yeah,
to wear
yeah,
the
yeah,
bandages.
Yeah. I could see that.
That's the only way I could
see
that
turning. And he
gets
surgery to look like Bruce Wayne.
Yeah, exactly.
Weird.
He let
but
him
it's
die.
Still Jason Todd.
So he has to ruin his reputation. Exactly.
It's literally the Hush storyline.
It's better than the Riddler. Yes.
It's the entire Hush storyline. Just, oh, it's Jason Todd.
Instead of Thomas Elliott.
Yeah.
It probably would make more sense, if honestly, than a random guy that just introduced. You remember Bruce Wayne's best friend from when he was a kid, right? Yeah, he's a super villain now.
Now, the best part about that was how much emphasis was put on Thomas Elliott.
Yes.
And like you weren't supposed to be able to figure out that the brand new character was going to be the bad guy.
The brand new friend of Bruce Wayne. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. This brand. It's like a Scooby-Doo cartoon. I wonder who the bad guy is. Right. It's probably the only other character in the show. That hey, isn't the core
the
Scooby.
The only no, one that like, had lines.
Yeah, here's the Scooby gang. And then there's also Fred's cousin who just joined us for this episode. But we have no idea who the new villain is.
I wonder if the villain could be Old Man Jenkins who they introduced at the beginning. Interesting. If you think about it, Hush really just was a Scooby-Doo cartoon.
Yeah, 100%.
Ah!
Ah, it was you though. And then they were like, it was Jason. No, it was Clayface.
I think, honestly, my opinion on what it will become is how smoothly they go into the different options.
Mm.
Because if they, like, you choose the non-traditional option and it starts kind of going into the, oh, this kind of looks fan-made. And I'm going to be a little...
It turns into like a Flash cartoon.
Right. Like something like that where you're watching and you're like, clearly this isn't like a high frames per second.
Or,
and like that kind of thing. I would be very
the Batman Ninja style where they were given the origin of Red Hood and it's almost like they lost the budget for the animation during that. So they're like, we're going to do like a weird stop motion sketch thing for this period. Yes. It'll totally be stylistic and look awesome.
I want one of them to switch to live action.
One of them turns into the Titans show.
Yeah. Oh, you wanted him to escape death, and then suddenly it's live action. What the hell?
Then this is what happened to him.
It was actually cheaper to do it this way than animation, oddly enough.
Did you ever see that at The Simpsons? They had one of those episodes.
Yeah, where they go live action.
They go like, he walks out of like the dimension into the real world.
Oh, I think
it was
I've
one of the Treehouse of Horror
episodes.
Yeah.
I think it was like the cliffhanger. He's like, oh, and just walking down the street.
Like, what the hell?
Jake, I do remember that one.
All right. Pretty well, true. Dan, I think it's a good spot to open up portal number one.
Da, 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 portal.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Audible and their new Audible original, The Sandman. Based on the best-selling DC graphic novels written by Neil Gaiman and adapted and directed by Dirk Maggs, The Sandman is now available to listen to on Audible. Hailed by the Los Angeles Times Magazine as the greatest epic in the history of comic books, follow Morpheus the Dream Lord as he's pulled from the dream realm and imprisoned on Earth. When he finally escapes, he must restore his power to rebuild his dominion. And that's just the start. This audio adaptation is decades in the making and stars James McAvoy in the title role with a powerhouse ensemble cast, including Riz Ahmed, Kate Dennings, Michael Sheen, and more. Listen to The Sandman now only on Audible. Go to audible.com/sandman to check out this amazing Audible original. That's audible.com/sandman.
Close the portal. I hope you had a nice dream with The Sandman.
Since we're talking about killing... Let's dream with the sand.
No, I'm closing the portal again. There you go.
That was a fake out. It's a fake out.
Yeah, it was a dream. The first one was a dream.
I get it.
Yeah. You know, fun fact that I'm going to get a lot of hate for. I've never read the original Sandman.
Well, luckily, you can listen to it
on
Audible. Nicely done. Down.
Yeah, it's very well done.
I've read the sequel, though.
I've read the original. I've never read the sequel. And I haven't read the original.
Okay, so you tell me what happened in the original, and I'll tell you what happened in the sequel.
Honestly, it has been so long. I was probably like 16 or 17.
Yeah,
it's been a long time.
It was like the original Watchmen, when they were doing the Watchmen show, and I'm like, I got to catch up.
Yeah, like
I remember shit.
I hadn't read Watchmen since probably the movie came out. I reread it for the movie.
Right.
That was a long time ago. Yeah, exactly. That was a long time ago. So, yeah.
All right, so anyway, now that we've talked about that, Andy, how would you kill Jason?
Well, I mean, a crowbar seems to work just fine.
His one weakness.
His one true weakness, hardened metal.
And an explosion.
And explosions, yeah.
All right, so that answers that question. But, Andy, isn't it interesting how there's a bunch of different Robins that have died? Help me segue this.
This is the most awkward, off-the-cuff conversation.
Dan, how would you kill Jason?
As Robin or as Red Hood?
Either.
My Red Hood one's pretty dark.
A bullet.
No, the Red Hood one, I'm just thinking, well, what if it's like a helmet and there's a heat-based villain? Right. What if he melted the helmet onto his head? And then he's
God.
Like a man in the Iron Mask kind of situation?
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's not dark. I'm a normal person. I don't need therapy. Don't worry. We're good.
Where is this going?
I don't know. Stan's suddenly opening up.
See, I wouldn't use a crowbar like melee. I would have like throwing crowbars. Like throwing.
They call me Crowbar Man.
I would do crowbar akimbo.
Well, yeah, obviously. That way you get
double-sided crowbar.
Double tap on him. I'd have my dog eat him.
Jesus.
No, so my dog likes to eat birds.
No evidence.
Yeah. Oh, Dan doesn't know this.
I saw the Instagram post.
Yeah, my dog likes to eat birds, apparently. He found a baby bird yesterday. And
was it a robin?
I don't think so.
Is it for this conversation?
This conversation.
Dead robins. How would Andy would kill? Yeah, conveniently it was a robin.
So he poked at it for a moment, and we were like, oh, I wonder what he's going to do. And it kind of hopped, and he kind of like was scared of it. And we're like, oh, it's so cute. And then,
and he ran off.
And he ran off before I could get him. And he was like five bites and gone. Just swallowed it. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thing.
So that's how I would kill Jason Todd.
Your dog would eat him.
I would have my dog eat him.
Yeah. It was funny, though, because Andy, because like, we're all sitting there. It's me, Andy, and Houston, and they're looking at this whole thing go down, and we're all just looking at
it. I mean, because we didn't expect him to eat the damn thing.
Yeah. Right.
And it was just like, we're just watching. Just,
yeah, we're like, oh, that's so cool. Oh. Now I have to sacrifice other small things to him to sate his hunger for flesh. It's a whole thing.
Oh, yeah. And then he farted later, and it was bad. It
smelled like baby bird, honestly. The best part was, not 10 minutes later, we get in the car, and he starts licking Ben's face.
Yeah, he's like, oh!
That is
I was good. Like, I'm not playing this game
it
right now.
It was hilarious. The lick in the face thing, not him murdering a small bird.
Not him murdering
That one's more just nature.
Yeah. It happens, you know.
Give him a week, he'll come home with a whole goose.
I brought you a present. If it's around Christmas time, it's perfect. It's a Christmas goose.
So anyway, so that's how Andy would kill a robin. He'd feed him to his dog.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
but there have been multiple robin deaths throughout the history of DC. Andy. Oddly enough, all within the last 10 years.
I like I was explaining this so intently to you.
Yeah, I know.
Oddly enough, all within the last 10 years. No, let me rub your earlobe.
No. Lawsuit.
Yeah, you
I'm HR, so there's no physical evidence that this happened, Dan.
So anyway, they've killed multiple robins. The funny thing
unfortunately, it never stuck.
Well, look, so here's the funny thing about it.
You can never stop killing a robin.
All the robins, out of five robins listed on this Polygon, who is it? DC Universe.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think it's a little biased when DC ranks its own robin deaths.
DC, they go to the editors like, which one did you like the best? Which time did we murder that small child that you think it was awesome?
They go to the artist. All right, which one did you enjoy drawing scenes more?
Which grotesque, gruesome death was your favorite to draw, you sick bastards?
But what I find funny about it is Jason Todd was a huge deal when they killed Robin, right? And that was one of those things like you kill them, they don't come back kind of a situation.
Right, yeah, at the time,
But they've only recently started killing off the rest of the Robins.
Yeah.
In the last 10 years, we've also lost Dick Grayson, Tim Drake.
When did Dick Grayson die?
Ah, see, we're gonna go over that.
No, getting shot in the head and losing his memory does not count as dying.
There was a different
no,
one.
But DC counts another one.
Do you remember Grayson?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, but he wasn't dead.
Technically, Lex Luthor revived
for
him.
For like 30 seconds, he was dead.
And but that is our number. And that is our number five on the list. His 30-second death before
that
Lex.
That is the worst one.
Hold on. I do want to clarify.
That's why it's number five out of five.
Wasn't this one of those ones where we didn't learn it was a 30-second thing until way later? I didn't read this.
It was the next story. Issue.
Okay, so it was
very... Forever Evil 6 that he died.
Right.
And I think it was in the same issue. Like, Batman's like, you killed him, you bastards!
Yeah.
And Lex is like, stand back, Batman. I have to revive your child.
That is a pretty good Lex Luthor. I'm pretty sure that's how he talks.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. See, I never read the early Graysons or Forever Evil, so I always thought it was they thought he had died and they brought him back at the beginning of Grayson.
I'm going to repeat, that is lame. That is a lame way to say it. That is lame.
You kind of have right. They broadcast the death of Dick Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
The Forever Evil crew did. Crime Syndicate.
Right.
So the world thought Dick Grayson died.
Yes.
The DC world, not our world.
Right. And then immediately Lex Luthor revived him.
Right.
And then he went off to go be a secret agent.
That is lame.
Secret.
And I think the entire Bat family knew he was still around, didn't they? Like,
no, just Batman.
Was it just Batman?
It was just Batman.
I'm pretty sure I remember doing
Oh, yeah, because Batgirl was upset with him.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was like, how would you not tell me?
Lame.
We almost banged multiple times, Dick.
Lame.
Red Robin's like, yeah, I knew the whole time. An amazing detective.
Bitch.
Lame.
I think he actually said that a while. I think he was like, no, I know. I know.
I would not be surprised.
Lame.
This thing even says, by DC. Yeah, it was a little anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Could have been worse. He could have broken his neck on a rock.
That's true.
At least he actually died.
I guess technically that one counts, though. So I guess he did die. That one's not as lame as the...
Really? Because he accidentally falls over?
No, but that one he actually dies. That's not like 30 seconds.
But he falls over.
And everybody knew he wasn't dead, like in the comics.
And then he became Dead Man.
Grayson.
Dead Man.
I'm just saying... Okay. I'm just saying...
Oh my God, I can't believe he did that.
Lame.
Number four is... Andy's favorite boy to beat with a crowbar.
Dan?
Huey.
Oh, yeah.
Jason Todd.
Oh!
I would have gone with Huey, too.
Yeah, I would have, too.
That kid who does my grass.
Whoa. For a second, I was like, Huey does your grass?
Cut it off, so I beat him with a crowbar.
Do it better next time.
So in Batman 427, 1998, the most famous of the Robin deaths, death in the family.
Yep.
Batman killed Robin. It was very dark.
Jesus, I'm sick and tired of your attitude.
With a crowbar explosion, and then he framed the Joker.
Actually,
if you think about it, that's really genius.
The way I heard it was the Joker still beat him up. He showed up, he picked him up, and was like, "Oh my God, he's alive." Tripped and then like his head fell on something.
He fell
like,
on a rock.
Well, that's a shame the Joker killed him.
Robin's gonna die like that.
No, but that's the most famous one. Yeah. The results were famously rigged. It was supposed to be he was actually gonna survive, but they were rigged to get him to dead. Mm-hmm. Get him to dead.
Is that proper sentences
or did they work? Put that in the next script. Get him to dead.
Being rigged.
Get him to dead.
No, supposedly it was because there was no limit to calling it in.
Oh well, that's not necessarily rigged.
I remember
they always refer to it as being a rigged situation.
I believe when we showed up, when we had a tour, when we were doing the DC Universe thing, they mentioned that there was someone with some sort of machine that just constantly kept calling in.
Oh yeah, well that's not rigged. That's cheating. Technically, there's a difference.
I mean, honestly, let's
rigged
be frank.
Is no matter how many who have voted for what, they were still going to kill him no matter what.
I feel like that would be a. We got the way better option considering the history of DC and Jason Todd.
Yeah. No, you
because I don't even know what they would have done. Turn him into Red Robin.
It's weird. Robin, I think it was, 2006 Red Hood showed up?
Something like that. He was dead for a little while.
He almost 20 years. They kept him dead.
Yeah.
And it was just like a blemish on Batman's name.
Yeah.
It was the Robin
was
he lost.
Thing, yeah. Well, it was like Bucky for the long time. Bucky was dead for...
Until
a
he wasn't.
Long time, yeah.
And then he was Russian.
And then he was a Russian assassin the whole time, it turned out.
Who apparently had been working with Black Widow since the 70s.
And she never mentioned it. Hey, Cap, you know that sidekick you might have lost?
Found him.
It wasn't until later they're like, oh, that's Bucky. Oh, I thought you were talking about someone else.
His name was Brucky. My bad.
That guy just called himself Winter Soldier, so I just...
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, so he went down in that situation, only to be brought back eventually. The next one that a lot of people don't know about is Stephanie Brown. So,
did she die via crowbar as well?
No, wait till you hear the rest of what happens.
Okay.
Did you already read this? Oh, are you okay? Are you finding great humor in the
The death of a young child?
No, considering all of the ones on this list,
In 2004, I'm surprised you didn't know this one. 2004, War Games storyline began. The first canonical female Robin had a lot to prove that she could be comfortably standing alongside the valor of her predecessors. For those who don't know, the only female Robin before this was, what's her name? Weird song.
Cassie.
Yeah, she's in the Dark Knight Returns series. Yeah, she's the Robin there. Becomes Catgirl, I think?
Carrie.
Yeah.
The redhead?
Yeah. Who wears the weird 80s glasses, because that's when the book came out. Yep.
I remember that one.
All on her own, this Robin orchestrated a master plan that would cement a new understanding between the gangs of Gotham that would make the city a safer and quieter and more peaceful place once and for all. The only problem, the entire plan hinged on the appearance of a certain well-connected gangster by the name of Matches Malone. You know who that is, right?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it's Batman. Batman.
Yeah, I'm aware.
Although I will say, think about this for a moment. Batman uses the name Matches Malone for everything. And everything Matches Malone is at gets caught by Batman.
Right, yeah.
So in 30 years, no one has been like, I think that Matches Malone guy is
working. It's like when Wolverine shows up as Patch. Yeah. And nobody points out the fact that it looks a lot like that X-Men guy.
Like, he's got clones. He's got a healing factor. There's literally no one.
But he's an eye patch, so obviously.
And he's got mutton chops that no one else styles.
This is true. No one does that. It's very unique.
Who, poor Stephanie, had no idea was actually Batman.
So he was forced to kill her.
Yes. And what should have started a golden age for Gotham became an all-out gang war, one which ultimately claimed her life thanks to the sadistic Black Mask. In her final moments, she has only one request, a plea that would melt even the coldest of hearts.
Doubtful.
To know that, however briefly, she was a part of the legend of Batman. It was 3 years later in Batman Underground that we would learn that her death was faked by Dr. Leslie Tompkins in order to get her out of Batman's fatal shadow. And yet another legacy lay before her. So as it turns out, they revived her by saying the whole thing was actually faked because Dr. Leslie Tompkins wanted to prove to Batman that having kids at his side was a terrible idea by staging the death of a child.
Spoiler alert.
That's who she became. She only made it 3 years before coming back as the spoiler.
Yeah.
Speaking of Robins who were dead, and Andy's going to have a problem with
all of these so funny.
Remember when Tim Drake died?
No. Is this the time you went to the future?
No.
And became Batman Beyond?
No, that was cool, though.
This is a different...
All right, when was the other time he
supposedly
died?
So during the Detective Comics 50-issue run by James Tynion...
Yes.
There was a big fateful moment in which it was... the entire group was Batwoman, Red Robin...
Yeah. Clayface.
Right.
Cassandra Cain.
And in the final stand, they all abandoned him, and all of the robots by Batwoman's father came in and blasted Red Robin to death.
Okay.
Seemingly. At the last second, he was yanked out of existence by Mr. Oz.
Oh, Lord.
How did he do that, Benny?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Once again, not dead.
And he was imprisoned for, like, what, 2 years or something like that?
Should I repeat what I said for Nightwing?
He died, and everyone was all sad. But the kicker of this one was that issue. We knew he was alive.
Yeah.
But they were like, everyone's all sad. Tim died. And then they'd be like,
we were sad for a page. That was the same thing with Nightwing, though. They brought him back within the span of like three panels.
Yeah.
But you were sad for a page.
No, I wasn't. Nobody dies in comics. I can't wait for Uncle Ben to come back.
Nobody dies except one other Robin actually died.
Damian.
Yes.
Damian actually died for a while.
Yeah.
Until they brought him back.
Exactly.
Batman went insane trying to bring him back.
Depending on the book you were reading. If you read Scott Snyder's, he was slightly sad about it.
You're not wrong. Snyder did not like Damian.
No.
So like there was like a half a panel mention of like, my boy died.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's go get to work.
I'm not cool with it. And Ralph Hunter was like, me either.
And they were like, punch some bad guys.
And then in every other Bat book, there was like the Requiem going on. Batman teaming up with Swamp Thing to try and find a way to bring him back with a plant-based thing.
I mean, it works. It happened.
You just water your son.
Well, they had that whole series. So Batman and Robin.
Seeds first.
So Damian got killed off by Grant Morrison because his mother, Talia, made multiple other Damian clones, all which had a baby's face, but like big hulking Hulk bodies.
Yeah, really creepy, by the way.
And then they got their own island.
the island of Damien's.
Yep.
Like Misfit Toys, but Misfit Damien's.
Yeah, one wants to be a dentist.
Yeah, it's the Damien Army. I did that.
So anyway, Damien ended up getting killed by his own mother. Mm-hmm. And then I think they did a really good job with it, other than Scott Snyder's book, where he just kind of ignored it and Batman was just doing Batman stuff.
Yeah.
But like the Tomasi Batman and Robin book became like Batman and Swamp Thing, Batman and Catwoman.
Yeah, he was trying to.
And it was all different ways to try and revive Damien, almost like to an insane point. Mm-hmm. You know, I think he even went to Red Robin.
The guy dressed up as the bat was doing insane thing.
Didn't even go like Red Hood.
Emotionally
he's like, how did you come back? Yeah. Where's that Superboy bride punch?
That's not how he came back, was it?
That's
right. Yeah, it is technically.
At the time he came back was Superboy. Okay.
It was the Superboy bride punch.
I'm just going to say, in my head, my first thought was the picture of Superboy just punching
the corpse. Yeah. He like dug him up. Come back to life.
So
yeah, no, it was the vibrations of him punching.
Well, I'm
going to
explain that a little bit better after this, because it will be interesting to go over that, because that does affect that. Mm-hmm. But Damien was dead indefinitely until he got revived with dark side technology and superpowers.
Yeah, it was like a dark side crystal or something.
Yeah,
like obviously, the crystal of life. Guys.
And then he just became basically Superboy.
Yes,
I understand why
you're
like having trouble.
For like five
with
issues,
it was the first Super Son.
It was. And then DC was like, why don't you just write like the Superman Jonathan Kent story?
No. Robin with powers.
Then they were like, wait a second.
Not even just Robin. Murderous Robin.
I was going to say, we would be going with the one that would definitely be killing people.
Yeah.
So, Damien and Jason are the only two that officially died.
Actually died. Not lame.
Dick Grayson fake died. Tim Drake fake died. Stephanie Brown fake died.
Yeah. Doesn't count.
They don't count. Well, Stephanie Brown technically was dead for 3 years. We just didn't know that.
No, she wasn't dead.
No, she was as far as the continuity was concerned. Then they were like, retcon, she wasn't.
Yeah, but so she wasn't officially dead.
She was for that period.
No.
It's kind of like Batman. Didn't he like die in the pit with Joker?
Oh, and they had that weird heart.
Yeah. But he
like
wasn't
that.
Actually dead.
But he wasn't actually dead.
Literally,
yeah.
In the very next issue, you saw him.
Hey,
no.
I have learned
Batman
if it happens
died.
For a panel.
Bruce Wayne was alive.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Comic books are such bullshit. Sometimes.
Now let's throw some time travel in there.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. They're like, no, guys, Batman died. Seriously. And then literally at the end of the next page, you see Bruce Wayne. You're like, they're like, no, you should really be sad about this.
We got Jim Gordon. He's DH 20 years.
Yeah.
Moral of the story is
stop drinking beer. He's fine.
Moral of the story is when you see someone die on a panel, just wait there for a second so you can actually experience
like mourn it.
Then you can turn the page and go,
So we're going to go into the actual ways that Jason Todd was brought back to life in a second. But before that,
I heard one of the ways was through a portal.
No, but we'll take it. Today's podcast is sponsored by Full Sail University. Have you ever wanted to get into the world of entertainment, media, arts, and technology? Well, at Full Sail University, you can work towards your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree in any of these fields. Located just outside of Orlando, Florida, Full Sail University offers accelerated programs that are available both on campus and online. These accelerated programs allow you to earn your degree in half the time. Enrolled students will also receive a laptop along with industry software at a deep institutional discount. Another great thing about Full Sail University is that they allow graduates to come back and audit classes throughout their careers and receive a lifetime career development support throughout their professional journey. To learn more about Full Sail's programs, as well as potential scholarship opportunities, visit fullsail.edu/comicsexperiment. That's fullsail.edu/comicsexperiment.
I was going to try and throw it in when you were saying Dr. Oz, because he reaches through a portal to get Red Robin.
That would have been really clever. I don't know why he didn't do it.
I tried. You were talking real fast.
I don't talk fast.
And we closed the portal.
You talk fast and loud.
Oh, yes, that is true. Mm-hmm. The Marvel Avengers guys were like, yeah, you seemed excited. You were yelling about it. I'm like, no, that was my normal voice.
This is how I talk. My voice was actually strained that day.
So Jason Todd died officially in comic books along with Damien, but we already discussed that Damien came back. Jason Todd has come back with two excuses. The New 52 answer is that he was brought back to the Lazarus Pit to be used as a tool against Batman and trained as the League of Assassins, which, as we discovered, he becomes the leader of the League of Assassins, fighting alongside the un... titled, unnamed, un-something.
Sure.
One of those groups. Yeah. And he becomes the leader of the League of Assassins, and he gets these magical blades called the All-Cast, where he stabs various things, and it's a whole weird thing that happened to him.
Okay.
The real way he was brought back is when Superboy Prime got irritated that the heroes of Earth were not treating it right.
Basically, yeah.
He punched the wall of reality, and it's shattered.
Okay, so it is that the infamous Superboy Prime.
Everyone jokes about the Superboy Prime.
What he did was
punch.
He dug up Jason Todd. punching him in the face until he came back.
So Superboy Prime's attempts to punch his way out of an extra-dimensional space in which he was trapped since the Crisis on Infinite Earth miniseries, along with Kal-El, Lois Lane, both from Earth 2, Alexander Luthor Jr. from Earth 3, and triggered ripples in the fabric of reality, causing events in the present to become undone and replaced with different versions of these events. DC literally used this as a way to just chain things that they thought would be cool.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
When I think to change things, I think punch through the universe.
They restored Jason Todd to life.
Or just punch things.
They restored him to life, even though everyone remembers him dying.
Yeah.
So he literally just came back from the grave.
Yeah, he did come back.
And it, depending on which version of the books you read, I think Lost Days shows that he was just like wandering around forever.
And then Talia tried to fully resurrect him with the Lazarus Pit again.
Right.
Yeah.
Elastigirl and Negative Man of Doom Patrol were restored to life, and the Chief restored to his original body, and the team's history rebooted. And then eventually the team remembered its original history. Doom Patrol's been around for a while, even though they don't do anything with them.
The show's pretty good.
Oh, I love the new
shows. The new season's real.
I'll be on the Monday show to talk about it. I'm all caught up now.
Are you actually?
I am all caught up.
Oh, all right.
The various origins of Superman, I think that this changed John Kent and his mom were alive again, right? Yes. Or did it kill them? It was one or the other.
I think it brought them back to life.
I think, yeah.
I could be wrong. They'd come back to life and get killed all the time.
Do we want them to be like sad or not?
They're like the Robins of Superman.
Yeah. They changed the incarnations of Hawkman. I don't know how they affected him. They changed the incarnations of Legions of Superman. Legions of Superheroes. They changed the origins of Donna Troy, the origins of Metal Men. And Hal Jordan was never an ex-con who served 90 days in prison for drunk driving. Now, I didn't know that last one, and I'm also curious how they mentioned that.
Don't worry about it.
They're like, did you get a DUI? Not this time.
Not this time.
Did they bring that up a bunch of times? Like, I don't know. Was it like, welcome to the Justice League. We have the Flash, we have Batman, we have Superman, and that's Hal. He was a drunk driver.
He's an ASAP. He drinks and flies off of the ring. Smashes into a wall.
Don't drive drunk. It will not get you a Green Lantern ring.
And they also collapsed a bunch of different things with him doing that. Joe Chill was actually the killer of Thomas Wayne and Martha Wayne, which I think was the line up with the movie or something like that at the time.
No, in the movie it was Jack Napier. It was Joker.
What was the Joe Chill? There's a reason they brought him back.
I don't remember the exact reason.
Okay. Rumors of Superman being active before he first appeared in Metropolis. Wonder Woman as a founding member of the Justice League. The Justice Society members' memories of Golden Age Superman are rekindled. And the various versions of General Zod are replaced by a single version. Wait, there was different versions at the time?
Yeah.
What was that?
It just, depending on what story, they always showed up with like a different version.
It was just,
and they kind of, it was also like three different characters that were similar, and then they just kind of congealed them into one.
Mm. I didn't know there was multiple.
Yeah.
And they also changed it so that Maxwell Lord was always a villain conspiring against the metahumans.
Wait, who?
Maxwell Lord.
Oh, yeah.
I think
at one point he was
good and worked with people, and then like the future he became evil. So wasn't that the original?
So the whole starter for Maxwell Lord, he was a good guy at the very beginning. Right. He was basically like the Justice League's desk jockey guy. He was the guy that handled all the paperwork, all the deals, got him all the everything. I think Maxwell Lord was the excuse how they kept funding going if it wasn't Batman, basically.
Sure, yeah.
And then eventually, super accountant.
Right, and then they basically turned him into like, no, he was orchestrating this whole thing, and Blue Beetle found it out, got
super
shot.
Super evil. Okay, so that is the Brother Eye storyline. Yeah. I remember doing that video.
And then apparently, following this, I didn't even know this part, they continued to change certain things as it went on. So like Elastigirl's resurrection was then attributed to Niles Calder's experimentation. Superman's membership in the Legion of Superheroes was as a teenager prior to the start of his public superhero career. Mm-hmm. Legion continuity prior to the Crisis on Infinite Earths was then substantially restored. However, the reboot and three-boot versions of Legion remain. You know what? At times like these, I'm glad that I never follow what's going on with the Legion of Superheroes. Queen Hippolyta's post-crisis history as the Golden Age Wonder Woman of the 1940s is no longer valid.
Mm.
I didn't know they made her the original Wonder Woman.
Interesting. Huh.
TNT and Dynamite are retconned as the Seven Soldiers of Victory.
Well, that's sad.
That's only two people.
Yeah, I know. Where's the other five? And the people that were deceased and they just showed back up and they acted like they never died were...
How crazy would that be? If that's what you did.
I mean, I would do that. I would never mention it.
Just like, don't bring it up.
Oh, wait. Hey, Andy, didn't... You know what? Never mind. Dan, yeah. Hey. It's good,
good
to see you,
to see you. I just came back from the Bahamas.
I hit you with my car.
The wife of Man-Bat was just written back in. Lynx was just written back in. Magpie was written back in. Reaction, and then Ventriloquist and Scarface. So a lot of minor characters that they were just like, you know what? It's not even worth mentioning.
Let's just bring them back.
Yeah. Let's just have them show up one day. Oh, we're not talking about that.
See, they didn't go, didn't you die? They were more like, wait, you still exist?
Oh, okay. I had no idea.
So that is the joke of Superboy Prime Punch, just so the most famous thing was Red Hood.
Right.
Yeah.
It changed a lot of minor things, which I think even at the time, Jason Todd's revival wasn't even that big of a thing.
No.
It wasn't until he came back as Red Hood. And
right,
Red
Hood. Well, because he was for the longest time, he was just a villain,
Yeah.
Because right now, I believe in current continuity, everyone is aware that they all died because there's that one scene when... It's the infamous one where Batman or Bruce Wayne eats a burger with a knife and fork.
Mm-hmm.
Where Duke's like, wait a second, do all the Robins die? Am I up next?
He's not a Robin. He's fine. He's a signal.
I think it was during the We Are Robins.
Okay.
It was at the Joker, like the Jokerize your fries
thing.
I forgot what I was going to say about that. Jason was weird coming back though. Mm-hmm. Came back as a villain. Then he tried to be a good guy. Then he tried to be like a weird good guy, bad guy. Then he was Wingman.
For a while it was like I want to be Batman. I'd be better at it. I'd use guns.
Hold on, his name was Wingman?
Yeah. So he came back as Jason, and then he was in Hush, as we found out, right? Mm-hmm. Then he was Red Hood and Under the Red Hood. And then we found out in Lost Days and he did a couple things as Red Hood. But then it was Battle for the Cowl.
Yeah.
And he fought against Dick Grayson and Damian to become
like
Batman.
As like a gun-toting Batman.
Right. And I also loved when they brought him in. It's like, who's the gun-toting Batman?
Could it possibly be the gun-toting Robin?
No. That would be stupid.
Yeah, it was like, oh, I don't know who this could be.
Right, imagine they do that. Right, he takes off the mask. It's Alfred the whole time.
It was like when it was Injustice 2. That. And they're like, who's the gun-toting Batman? There's like two people I can think of that haven't shown up yet.
Which, for the record, I realized Dick doesn't stay dead in Injustice because Damian eventually brings him back. Oh, no, never mind. I'm thinking the movie.
Scratch what that. What movie?
It's in the most recent one, Apocalypse War or something. Where Damien tries to bring him back with the Lazarus Pit, but
he's insane.
For some reason, I thought that was Injustice.
Nope.
I'm
it would have fit there just as well.
It would have fit. Yeah.
Also, all the Robins died and deceased, except for Damien.
That's true.
This is true. But then there were no Robins.
No. Tim dies. Nightwing dies. Jason didn't die.
Jason and Damien are alive.
Yeah. Jason.
The two that actually died.
Yeah, I was gonna say the other two. That's pretty funny.
They were like, you know what? They got the short end. They got the short stick.
We're gonna let
him
survive.
So anyway, he tries to become Batman. They push him out, but he's like slightly making amends. More likely, sorry, I tried to kill you. Don't do anything bad to me. I'm going to leave now.
Yeah. I'm not saying I won't do it again.
But he's like slowly coming at him with a knife. Oh, my bad.
He's like, I didn't promise I won't try again. I'm just sorry for the one I did try
where
and failed.
I didn't make it.
Then he came back again in Batman Inc., but he came back as the hero Wingman. That was the name of this. You remember this?
I don't, honestly.
So Grant Morris, Red Wing Death Wing.
No.
Because at the end of Batman Inc., which rolled into New 52, he was still Wingman. Which is weird because he was also Red Hood and the Outlaws. Because you remember, Grant Morrison's Batman Inc. was one book completely unaffected.
Yeah.
It was intended to keep going. Because like even though Scott Snyder's technically kept going, there was that slight like, wow, things are kind of weird now. I got to write it. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Something happened to the timeline.
It's your kids, Marty.
They're turning to assholes.
That's Wingman.
Okay, what a crappy name for a cool suit.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool suit.
See, and that was the original outfit he had when he was fighting against.
That's kind of lame.
Why do I feel like it's RoboCop mixed with Batman?
Robobat.
See, there he is in Batman Inc. because he had that art style that was very unique to Batman Inc.
Back when shoulder pads were a thing.
Bat cow, you guys are nuts. Call it bat steak and I'm in. Leave her alone. If anyone's a saint, it's you, Todd, and my father for trusting you.
Why does your Damien kind of sound like he's from like Saved by the Bell in the 90s?
If anyone is insane, it's you, Todd, and my father for trusting you.
And then
you'll probably wonder how I got here.
And then in the recent Red Hood Outlaw, there was a guy, Wingman. He wore the old suit to fight against Red Hood.
Please tell me Red Hood went, oh, what a crappy name.
That's a dumb name.
Matter of fact, they even say Batman Incorporated, Volume 1. So why Wingman? Why an old identity of mine?
Oh, yeah.
It was his father.
Yeah.
His father came back as Wingman in that book. It was really good.
And then Robin shot him. Or Red Hood shot him.
He did, actually. And threw stuff at him, too.
And beat him with a crowbar.
Well, wow. You got him. I feel like Jason kind of has to. And it was during the time he had a crowbar, I believe.
Yeah, he did. Because he looked like Casey Jones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and there was also, I don't know who it was. It was either Damien or maybe even Drake. But it was Wingman and Redbird. Not even joking. Redbird was the...
You know what? Redbird's better than just Drake. That's why he's currently going.
No,
by.
I know. All right.
Hold on. I want to explain the reason. They go to an evil universe. They see another version of him that's evil, and his name's Drake. And he goes, you know what? I really like that. I'm Drake now.
Yeah, exactly.
I am not kidding. That is what he does.
The worst part about it is, though, it's like, hi, I'm Tim Drake. Like the rapper or the superhero? Neither. Secret identity, my friend.
Yeah. allow me to explain this incredibly elaborate reason I haven't been called this.
So confused.
Are you? Are you now?
No. Man. That's the word the person.
So I think that kind of wraps up today's episode.
Yeah.
If you could kill one Robin, any Robin, who would it be? We're going to end with that answer.
If I could kill any Robin?
Yeah. I mean, shoot Nightwing in the head so he becomes Rick Grayson.
No, screw that shit. I would probably kill Damien because I didn't really like Damien for the longest time.
Dan?
He was
and
kind
I,
of
I gotta
annoying.
Talk about Dan?
Hmm. You know what? Dick Grayson, just because I feel like that would actually have a huge ripple effect on the DC universe. The rest of them, people would go, oh, well, that sucks.
Mm.
Did you know that he's still not going to be Nightwing?
Who? What?
Dick Grayson?
He's going to be Winged Knight.
No. So he's almost got his memories back.
Home, Wingman.
He's almost actually Nightwing again. And now Punchline and Joker are going to do something and make him work for them.
Yeah, he's in the Joker War.
Yeah, but he's as a bad guy.
Call him Deathwing. Deathwing.
That'd be sweet.
No, that guy exists. He was the revived body of another guy that thought he was Nightwing, and he went by the name Deathwing, and they used toxins.
Night Deathwing. Night Deathwing.
Death Nightwing.
It's actually Knighted Deathwing, so it's Sir Deathwing.
The worst part about this is Death I think Nightwing, it's a video that Dan edited, too.
That's a good
it's
chance.
It's like Nightwing versus Deathwing. It was like...
There's a very good chance.
Deathwing is a cool... That's the Dark Deathwing. Multiverse version of Dick
Grayson.
Oh,
that's right. Deathwing. That's right.
And you know what? I just want more Jaro.
Who doesn't want more Jaro?
That was like the best character.
The best Robin ever.
Oh my gosh.
Jaro Nightwing.
He does. Jaro's the best thing.
Actually, I have more go Jaro Nightwing.
That's fair.
Do you think they're going to bring back Jaro?
I hope so.
Jaro the Robin?
I really hope so. Or at least give like a little like statue or something like in memory of
Jaro. Wait. The Justice League storyline, we discovered that Jaro was actually being used as like a way for Starro to see what was going on.
Correct, yes.
Did they ever do anything with that?
Not to my knowledge.
I remember they used it so that Lex Luthor and Brainiac put it on Starman so that they spied on the Justice League through Jaro. I believe.
No, I know that, but did they ever follow anything up or acknowledge it? Or what happened to Jaro at the end of the entire adventure?
Someone stepped on
it.
They dropped the jar.
Because at the finale, I don't remember him being around.
I don't remember, honestly.
All I remember towards the tail end was that they mentioned that Starro was from like a pocket universe that was outside like the main multiverse or something.
The last thing I remember Jaro doing, though, was that issue where he tried to manipulate the Justice League to give them a happy ending because they couldn't win.
Yes.
Which is one of the greatest issues ever.
That was like.
But I don't remember him doing anything after that.
I do know he died. I remember being really, really sad about it. I don't remember how it happened or why it happened, but I remembered being sad that we lost Jaro.
I'm going to change my dog's name to Jaro. Which doesn't make any sense. He's not a starfish from outer space, and he's not in a jar, but I don't care.
I mean, you could put him in a jar. Really big jar. Poke holes in the top.
Well, obviously. I don't want him to die.
A little food in. Put some dead birds
just
in there.
Just some dead birds. No, they need to be alive.
Slightly alive.
He likes the thrill of the death of the murder.
I'm just letting them do their thing for a moment.
That's
I'm
fine. I mean, we're talking about death of Robin.
Yeah, when you talk about Jaro dying, it doesn't even pull it up.
It's too bad he never put on a sombrero and called himself Churro. No? I don't know.
What?
This is the last thing I'm going to look up. Just going to see what happened to Jaro.
You're a liar.
There's no listing of what happened. It's just everything after Sixth Dimension isn't even mentioned.
Maybe that's on purpose. Maybe when they finally get to like the whole dealing with the Sixth Dimension and all those crazy powerful beings, they'll be like, oh, by the way, Jaro, here you go.
Yeah. Huh.
We found
Batman,
him.
Batman out of nowhere is like, there's one thing you guys didn't think of. I still have Jaro.
Just throws it. Like a Pokemon?
Yeah,
like
yeah
a
he
Pokemon.
Throws it on the Spectre.
And Jaro's just like, ah.
I still have Jaro. Best Robin ever. Yeah, Dad.
Oh, my God. That was the best part about Jaro was when he called him son and dad. And, oh, my God.
All right. Thank you guys for joining us for today's comics experiment. If you can answer what happened to Jaro, please let us know down below.
And which Robin would you murder?
And actually keep dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to keep him dead. Yep. No bringing him back a week later. Yeah,
at least 20 bullshit. Years. At least 20 years.
That would be lame.
Thank you guys for your support today. Don't forget our sponsor, G Fuel. Use the code COMICS at checkout to get 10% off your order. And our other two sponsors.
Yes, Audible with their new original series, The Sandman, based on the graphic novel, as well as Full Sail University. Why are you guys? Where you can get an associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree in the world of entertainment, arts, media, and technology. Check the link down below for both of those. I don't like this. It distracts me and I lose my train of thought.
That's why I was doing it.
All right, guys. Thank you so much. And we'll see you next week right here at the Comics Experiment. And if you're curious, the D&D show will not be here tomorrow, but it will be back next week.
Yeah.